Hello everyone, this is Tales from Booksellers, and I am Kara, and I love books, which is shocking to everyone I know.
I know, I'm shocked.
I know you're shocked, I can see it in your eyes. We decided to start this podcast because we love books. We worked in bookstores, and we're currently in my house, which is surrounded with lots and lots of books, so I figure we're kind of experts on this, right? Maybe.
I mean, at least with the buying books, I have a to-be-read pile that I could build a house out of. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think that's what's holding your house up is your books.
I think it is too. Yeah. I think strategic plan that we have. That way you can keep buying more and, like, you know, strengthen that foundation.
I can't tell if it's a cheaper way of building a house or a more expensive way.
I don't know. It depends if we're counting my special editions and signed copies.
Ooh.
You know.
That's good. I like that.
Okay. I hail from Zimbabwe, which is in southern Africa, just so you all know, where we don't have that many bookstores in Harare, believe it or not. So, yeah, that's a fun fact. Hopefully we'll be having more. And what about you, Brad? Where do you hail from?
Well, let me take a minute to introduce myself. I'm Brad. I have worked at two bookstores, so I'm beating you by one. So I'm already winning. I also enjoy books. It didn't dawn on me until later that I liked books as much as I did, because I read Goosebumps as a kid.
Ooh, Goosebumps.
Yeah. Love it.
Classic.
And then I stopped reading for a while, and it wasn't until I had a teacher in high school who, instead of wanting to read the recommended stuff, always wanted to read something different. So she told me about When the Wind Blows by James Patterson, the one that started the Maximum Ride series, and that's where I got back into it, and now I'm obsessive. It's fine. It's cool. But yes,
it's a little hobby.
A little bit.
Just a little.
It's cheap. It's fine. I hail from a little bit of two places, kind of, because, again, when I was a little kid, I lived in New Jersey. Then I moved to Georgia.
I did not know that.
I did. The scary beach stuff that you see on TV, just the other side. Think of Will Smith's TV show in Philadelphia. I lived about 20 minutes from there, but on the Jersey side. Fresh Prince.
We're talking about the Fresh Prince.
Yes,
I love the Fresh Prince. Yes, well,
I don't want to like copyright infringe anybody. So
I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Seems pretty cool.
But yeah, it was probably about 20, 30 minutes outside of there, is where I did a little bit of growing up. But a lot of growing up was in Georgia.
Georgia.
Sweet southern Georgia. So if I end up getting a twang anywhere within our conversations, that's where that comes from. But yeah, like I started discovering the independent bookstore world while there. And that's actually where I'm going to segue into one of my favorite bookstores, and that's gonna kind of be our topic for a couple of episodes, is favorite bookstores. So mine, just kind of overall everyday go-to favorite bookstore, is called Avid in Athens, Georgia. It is in its second location now. There was a location that was probably two blocks-ish from where my husband used to live. So I could literally go visit him, but then run away to the bookstore and spend forever in there.
Which probably happened a lot.
Sweetie,
I'm going to go visit you, actually. Bookstore.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm coming to visit. It's no, you're going to go buy books. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Avid in Athens. They now have a, they have since closed that location, but sad day, but they do have a location in a little, I think it's called Five Points in Athens now. And it's, seems to be a little bigger of an area from what I remember. I haven't been in a while, but, it's definitely more spacious. The other, I remember the other one being very, I don't want to say cramped, but it was a little cozier, it's a nice feeling. And I just remember every time going in there was just, there wasn't like a plague of staff, you know, coming at me saying, oh, you should buy this. Oh, you should buy this. It was literally like maybe one or two people, but if they saw me looking at something that they liked, then they would kind of like hone in and be like, oh my gosh, I love that book so much. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I would usually end up buying it because instead of getting, you know, pounded on like some retailers, I feel like the indie book world is a little nicer about that.
And that is a truth about like booksellers in the indie world is they're not like pushing stuff into your hands when you walk in,
yeah.
You know, but you can tell they love books and it just makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So
that's actually where, I like one of the first, I don't think it was the first time, but like at least one, like the first or second, I went in and there was a book and, this is not going to come to anybody's shock or surprise to people who know me, but I looked at a book and it looked spooky. Cause I love spooky. And that was when somebody came up and was like, oh my gosh, I love this book so much. And then went off on a tangent about it. And so I sat there, flipped through it. It looked amazing. It sounded amazing. So I ended up buying it. And now it's one of the books that I can't recommend enough because it's just so good. at least to me. But it's beautifully written, beautifully illustrated. And it's called A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness. So good. It emotionally destroyed me, which is fine because, you know, books should have that kind of impact on you. So,
yeah,
it's great. If you haven't read it, I recommend getting it. I wouldn't get the media tie-in because you don't get all of the illustrations. And I think that's part of it. So if I had to pick a favorite bookstore, it would be Avid. I also have one of their t-shirts. It's adorable. It is a cat laying upon a stack of books. They also work with a local coffee roaster, and they have their own bookstore blend, which is delicious, and I try to get some as often as I can. And now that they're shipping, I can get some all the way over here. So that's always fun. So, Cara.
Yes, Brad.
What's your favorite bookstore?
So many choices.
But you have to pick just one.
Just one? I don't know if I can.
I know.
Like being in Beauty and the Beast's library. Okay, I mean, I'll pick one.
Fair.
I'll pick one.
Okay.
So today I think I'm going to talk about one of my favorite bookstores in Florida. And that is Jean's Books. And it's in Sanibel.
Okay.
And they're talking about cats and books. They seem to always have a magical connection. And so their logo is a little black cat on a stack of books. So that's a sign right there, right?
Our bookstores match.
They do match. They're matching bookstores.
They're
twinsies.
Like us, kind of. Except not really.
Maybe.
I mean.
Sure, we'll pretend.
Cool. Yeah, let's say yes.
Yes. And what is amazing about this bookstore is it's not just one location. There are cottages upon cottages, and it's by genre. So you walk into the mystery cottage, and it's all mysteries. And then you walk out the back into a little garden, and you keep going, and you enter the literary fiction section.
And then you're selling me on this.
It's so amazing. And they have like a little reading garden with like a little, you know, fountain and everything. It's awesome. And then a block away, they have their sci-fi and fantasy section.
Keep
and
talking.
YA. And of course, there are kids, which is super important to me because I worked in the kids bookstore, which I love. Love all things kids books. And when I was there, so many options. I kind of just wanted to dump all my clothes out of my suitcase and just fill it with books, which I
well, have. It's Florida. It's almost hot enough to probably
you can,
get
right?
Away
you can
that.
Get away with like one outfit, yeah. Right? Swimsuit.
I mean, we have a friend who's from Florida and she was just like, well, I just wore a tank top and shorts every day. It's fine.
Actually, another fun fact about this trip in particular is my shoes broke. So I was actually walking through the bookstore with a broken shoe. But, you know, different problem. While I was there, I bought in the Mystery House a book called Things in Jars by Jess Kidd. And it goes a little bit with your recommendation because it's kind of spooky. It's Victorian mystery, but it kind of has like a siren mermaid twist to it. It's a little bit of magic in it.
Speaking my language.
Oh, so good. And it's about this badass female detective who smokes a pipe and how she solves this mystery of this child that was kidnapped. And we don't actually know what's going on with them, except they're leaving this clue that points that they may or may not have a connection to the sea. And there's a bit of a ghost story in it, and it's pretty awesome. So,
sounds spooky, I'm in.
Oh, so good. And it was really well written. So yeah, I would recommend that. Things in Jars.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And I bought many more books on that trip, but I will
absolutely believe you.
Not talk about all of them. I'll have some restraint. Oh my gosh. So
I mean, what is restraint?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. Concept.
Maybe that's something that the media tries to tell you.
It's a lie.
I'm not going to turn this into news. One of those podcasts. This is not how that's going to work.
No, let's not go down that route.
No, not at all. Happy book things. Yay.
Happy book things.
So I will circle back because I did not mention this, but Avid is also included in what's called a books tours documentary. And they also have, I probably should have done a little bit more research, but I know that they are also kind of a partner with Books for Keeps in Athens, which is a book giveaway kind of thing. Like, they do a big sale of like donated books and stuff like that. And they use that money to give books to kids. So it's
amazing.
A literacy program, which is A+. Especially for the little wee ones. Because like that song, I believe the children are our future.
And they so are, Brad. They so are.
Yes. Give them nerdy, magical books, and maybe they will discover that there really is magic in the world. And we just haven't untapped that yet.
One of them will find that door.
Yes.
To Narnia.
Narnia or Undermountain.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's D&D.
Wrong, we're not going down that rabbit hole.
Wrong nerdy situation. I mean, their books... I'm literally just grasping at straws for that one. There's books. So there's the tie-in. There's the connection.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course there is.
Yes. I like this. This is fun. yes. Is there anything else in regards to favorite bookstores that you would like to discuss? Are there, let's just say, okay, because I could literally talk about Avid forever because they're fun and I love them. But they also, on their social media, posted all of their booksellers as children. And I will say at least 9 out of 10 of them are just pictures of them sitting there reading. So you know that this was what they were destined to do. So that's why, again, I would probably trust anything out of the mouths of those people in regards to books. So props to them. And I feel like I promise I'm not getting paid by them to say this. This is all out of the goodness of my own heart and my love for the store. So
that's interesting. I mean, I totally would trust them too. I mean, if they were reading books when they were five, mm-hmm. I was like, do you have any pictures of yourself, a little five-year-old Brad holding a book? I don't know if I do. I don't know if I have that evidence.
I'm chomping at the bits to tell you this. There is absolutely photographical evidence of me being like, not, I wouldn't say the world's first hippie or environmentalist, but very young, wee little Brad decided that in order to save time and water, that I would sit there and read a book in the bathtub, fully clothed, because I could wash my clothes, my person, all while reading a book, all at the same time.
Look at you saving this planet.
I know. I've never been able to multitask ever since then.
Well, you know, that was a pretty spectacular moment in your life, you know?
Yes,
you saved the whales for a good many years.
Like, or at least like 30 seconds, you know?
You know, in your five-year-old mind.
I don't even think I could. I think I was younger than that, to be honest. I don't remember how old, but I was a wee one. But yeah, I just decided that was a good thing to do. That, I think, led me on a path to the crunchy hippie that I am today, with my reusable bags and save the rainforest and all that fun stuff. So there's no photographical evidence of you.
There might be.
There might be.
I was a super dramatic kid, so there's probably a lot of evidence of me around books in dramatic poses, I think.
Absolutely believe every word that you're saying.
You know, I'm sure if I look hard enough, I'll find some evidence.
Well, we should trade those.
We should, because it's not
also,
legit.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Also post them at some point.
To our Instagram.
To our many, many followers that we currently have at this moment.
So many.
I think it's like five, which is... great. I mean,
they're a loyal five, you know.
We love every single one of them. I think one of them I told them to. I was like, you have to go on here and like this. And they did. And it's just because I told them to. Also, I'm married to him, so it's kind of his job.
We need those likes.
I know.
Just, you know. You were talking about saving the planet.
Yes.
And the whales. Mm-hmm. As a bookseller, did you ever encounter this, where a customer came up to you with 20 paperbacks, and when you offered them a paper bag, they were like, no, let's save trees?
Yes. Absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
I applaud them, and I also want to know what gym they go to carrying that many books without a bag, because, again, props to them. I tend to do that, not to that extent. I don't think I could do 20 books, but I'm also thinking like 20, like, you know, adult books. I don't
like
know.
Brandon
if this
Sanderson
would...
books.
Yeah. Oh, I can barely do three, which is, oh no, wait, it's a quadrology now. I forgot he has a fourth one out now. At the time of this recording. Yeah, like his books are dense. That's what I'm picturing in my head is 20 of those books. But if it was like 20 picture books for kids, maybe I could probably do that. I think I can handle that.
I think you could too. But my thing is, if we're giving you a brown paper bag and you're buying books which are made of paper...
Yeah, you're a walking conundrum.
You're an enigma.
A little bit.
And we love you. That's awesome.
Yeah, but if I don't bring a reusable bag in, then I will try to carry as much as I can.
Yeah, I do too. Unless it's raining, in which case, sorry, have to protect the books.
I'll I'm that person. I will stick it in my coat or under my shirt before I get a plastic bag. I'm
that's fair. I'm
That guy.
Hashtag that guy. Yeah. Hashtag always paper, not plastic. Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine.
Plastic kills whales, people.
Yes.
So
And turtles. And fish. And well, now
so long and thanks for all the fish.
I know. Oh my gosh. Again, little nudge, little hint as to other favorite books. At least one of mine.
We're being
for sure.
So subtle. I mean,
I know. I mean, we start off with one, and well, I'm in the teaser at least, but we could just keep going. Like we could make this whole thing just book teases, like talking book puns, and
it could be like the extended edition of our favorite movies.
Don't tease, because
well, I think
I'm absolutely in.
Oh man, movie marathon. I think that we should leave some stuff for our next episode.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Leave you hanging.
We'll just leave them hanging. Be like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like end of book one.
And then like some writers, we just won't write the sequel for like 6 years.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
10 years, and then, you know, nobody will ever know what happens.
Or if we ever, you know, do come to a conclusion and it's a fun conclusion and everybody's fine with it. And then, like, 30 years later, we get a sequel.
And by that point, people will be like, who are it's you? Like, Where'd you come from? It's Why do you exist?
What is happening? Maybe by then, our podcast will be a school read.
Maybe.
We'll see. Maybe
there's important stuff. But we will not leave you hanging. We will be back.
I joke.
Very soon.
I kid.
I joke. So, this is Kara saying goodbye.
And this is Brad saying until next time.
Until next time.